Get the ball rolling.
If somebody's young, wealthy, good looking, everything that I don't have, then what is the need to worship God? What is the need to do bhajan? So, what happiness we get in this world is only coming to this body. But this body is material, made of stool, urine, skin, blood, other nice ingredients. So whatever happiness we get in this world is only this material body is receiving. But the soul is spiritual. Therefore the soul cannot be happy by material enjoyment. Understand? Therefore, in order for the soul to be happy, we'll have to find some other type of happiness. Just like in countries like England, America, there's no shortage of eating, there's no shortage of sexual enjoyment, there's no shortage of money, but still there's so much suicide, so much depression, so much addiction to alcohol and other intoxicants. Everything we're doing is trying to be happy, yet it's amazing. The harder we chase happiness, the further happiness receives from it. Do we know even one person in this world is happy? Have you ever met anyone who's happy? Because in this world, happiness with this body will be temporary. And as soon as there's some disturbance in the material situation, our happiness will be broken. Just like if we were going home tonight and we were run over by a truck, or our parents were killed in an accident, or we found out that a dear friend had some terminal disease, immediately our so-called happiness will be extinguished. If a Gurudev always says, don't put your faith in this mature world, because this mature world is designed to give you suffering. Even though everything we're doing is trying to reach happiness and trying to dispel misery, we see that no one is successful. Yet an intelligent person can understand this world is not a place of happiness. This material world is a place of education. So God has designed this world to cheat us. So we should not put our faith in it. Because if we develop attachment for a temporary material thing, either it will leave us or we will leave it. And then because of that attachment, we'll experience suffering. Therefore, why should a person worship the Supreme Lord? Because we want happiness. And real happiness is on the platform of the soul. Real happiness cannot be found on the platform of this body or this material world. Therefore, Krishna is so kind that he's given us this human form of life. How much rare is this human form of life? The scriptures describe that we have 8,400,000 different species. 900,000 types of fish species. Stavanam lakshabinsati. 2 million types of plant species. Animals, plants, non-moving species. Trees, grass, flowers. So many millions of types of insects, bacteria, worm and germ. 1 million types of bird species. 1,300,000 types of beasts. Four-legged animals. And after going through those 8,400,000 species, we've achieved the human form of life. So the human form of life should not just be meant for material enjoyment. Because every species of life, one gets a chance for material enjoyment. Even a worm still has a girlfriend, children, a house, things to eat. Therefore, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, this is not the goal of human life. Therefore, why should one worship God? Because even though one may be so materially happy, actually that material happiness is like animal happiness. When the dog enjoys in the street, that is the same happiness that one experiences with his wife. In fact, if you give a beautiful girl to a dog, he will not accept. He will not be attracted. The human form of life is very rare. And why we should worship God? Because Krishna is the embodiment of ecstasy and bliss. Someone turn it off. So, when the soul engages in service to the Supreme Lord, automatically we'll feel a joy and happiness, you know? Because that happiness will not be on this material platform. Therefore, Nideham, not boring you, are you? Nideham, not young, because it will be. This human form of life is very rare. This human form of life is like a boat to cross the ocean of birth and death. So if you have a good boat, you need a good captain. These days in the modern world, people want to be the captain of their own boat. But that's foolish. Just like if I wanted to get in an airplane to go to, if I wanted to go to France in an airplane, and I said to the pilot, have you flown before? Never. Do you know where is France? No idea. Because he's never flown and never been to France, only a fool would get in that person's airplane. Yeah, but we have never crossed the ocean of birth and death. We are firmly stuck in it. Then how we can guide ourselves out of this dangerous situation? Understand? Means therefore you need an expert captain. Who is the expert captain? That person who themselves in their own life has crossed the ocean of birth and death. They fully know where are the riptides, where are the sandbars, where are the crocodiles and sharks and killer whales. They know the obstacles in crossing that ocean. So who is that captain? That is bona fide Gurudev. So you need a breeze to blow the boat across the ocean. What is the breeze? The breeze is the instructions of scripture that can tell you, that can take you across the ocean of birth and death. Then one who gets the human form of life, but does not make endeavors in spiritual life, na siddhim na cha param gatim. They can never be happy, what to speak of, achieving the supreme destination. So we see, if an intelligent person, by examining this world, they can understand, neither my parents have been happy. None of you guys, your parents are happy. No, I know. Were our parents happy? Are their grandparents, did they achieve happiness? Are any of our friends happy? So we continue simply eating, sleeping, making, and defending, like the ordinary person. If they have not achieved happiness, then how we can achieve happiness? By doing the same activity. If a person who is very intelligent, they should look for a happiness which cannot be destroyed, which is not dependent upon this changeable, temporary, material world. So what is that? That happiness can only be found in serving God. So who is God, and how to serve Him? At our present stage, we don't know. Therefore, you need captain, Gurudev. And who is Gurudev? Gurudev is that person who learned from? He's Gurudev. And he's Gurudev, where did he learn it from? From his spiritual master. So, Ivam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajasri Ovidu Sakare Namata Yogana Parampara. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, O Arjuna, you can learn this science of devotion through this chain of the specific succession by the process of hearing. Spiritual life is not very hard. Not that we come and give Gurudev 20 pounds and he drops it from the forehead. No. Gurudev gives all knowledge and removes all misery by giving instruction. If we follow that instruction, we can be happy. Yeah, but how do we know what to look for in Guru? You have to look for someone who's always happy. Themselves are practicing spiritual life, then they have the power to instruct others. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, spiritual life is not about renouncing anything. Someone asked, Prabhupada, what do we have to give up to join this devotional movement? Prabhupada said, you have to give up suffering. Nothing else. So spiritual life is not... Actually, spiritual life is about real enjoyment. Spiritual enjoyment. I just tell one more little thing. One time there was a monk, and he met a great materialist. So the great materialist bowed down to the monk. But the monk then bowed down to the materialist. So the materialist was amazed. So the monk asked him, why did you bow down to me? Why did you give me respect? Because you are great. Really, you've given up everything in this world. But then the materialist was thinking, why did the monk bow to me? And the monk said, I haven't given up everything. Really, you gave up everything. You gave up eternal life of happiness for chewing the stool of this world. Therefore, if anyone's a real renunciant, you are the real renunciant. But this is not a new process. Billions and billions of years, people are chanting the holy name. So if you chant, you can taste it for yourself. Just like if a doctor gives us medicine, take his medicine, your headache will go away. How do I know it's true? Because so many other patients have taken the medicine and their disease has been removed. So how do we know this process is true? You can only understand if you try it yourself. So when I was first becoming a devotee, my first devotee friend, so I asked him, how you became in this movement? He said, easy. I went every other group, and I practiced, and I practiced this, practiced that. Then I met the Hare Krishna. So they said, chant and be happy. I said, okay, I'll give that a go. So he bought the mala, and he woke up early and said, tomorrow I'll dedicate the whole day to chanting Hare Krishna and see what happens. So he said, by mid-afternoon I was in ecstasy, and I never left. This process is not a new process. This process is the most ancient process. There's no new path to God. The soul is one, the Supreme Lord is one. We don't have to manufacture a new process to reach Him. We simply have to follow the instructions of those who have already achieved Him. Like Gurudev. He never gives any, he never speaks one word different than what he heard from his Gurudev. Therefore, we are fortunate. We can follow those same instructions. And the happiness inside Gurudev, we can also achieve that same happiness if we follow his instructions. But if we don't follow his instructions, you cannot blame him. Just like if a man falls down a well. Help me! Okay, grab hold of the rope. I can't, you have to grab hold of it for me. Someone in a hole. That means our spirit is deeply immersed in ignorance, myself especially. According to the cycle of birth and death, help me, help me. Then Krishna, he gives a rope, that is Gurudev. Catch hold of the rope means follow the instructions of the spiritual master and scripture. If you catch hold of the rope, then you can be pulled up. But if you don't catch hold of the rope, means don't follow the instructions of Guru, then even Gurudev cannot help us. Therefore, Gurudev only wants one thing from us. What does he want? How to be happy. When Guru Maharaj came to Australia first time, everyone was, what is, what's happening, you know? And they said a wonderful thing, I wonder. He said, I have not come here to take anything. I'm an old man, I only eat this much rice. I don't have to fly halfway around the world for this much rice. I can get this much rice very easily in India. I have not come here for taking. I have come here for giving. So I have opened a free shop. If you like, according to your independence and your desire, you can take all my goods that I am offering for free. And if you don't take it, Guru Maharaj said, I have no problem because tomorrow I'm going to New Zealand and someone there must take. And if no one in New Zealand takes, then I'll go back to India because in India someone must take. The Gurudev has not come here out of any cheap or mean self-interest. He's come here with only one desire. How to make us happy by following a pure lifestyle and following the principles of scripture. So if you worship Krishna, you must feel ecstasy. Guru Maharaj said, if it doesn't happen, if it's not true, you'll be the first person since the beginning of creation to not feel happiness while chanting the names of Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. In ancient time, there was an emperor or king. He had so many wives. One after another he married, but no son, no child. So he was very
unhappy.
One day a great sage monk came, named Angira. Raja welcomed him, washed his feet, and Angira Rishi saw, oh, king is very
unhappy.
He asked the reason why you are so unhappy. Your military is in your command. You behave them well, you give them salary, your wife are very qualified, everything is okay, but I have no son. After me, who will take kingdom, who will sit on my kingdom? And after that, who will give me pindo?
Will do my ritual ceremony.
son very unhappy. Monk told, I see you have no son.
Just a minute.
But Angira, king told, I know that you are very powerful. You can give me a son. So want I want a son. Rishi told, by son or daughter, by wife, by wealth, anyone can be, cannot be happy in this world. This world is full of misery. Always birth and death. Endless pain of endless birth and death. Once you will have to be old. And one day you will have to give up this body. And after that, nothing you can take from this world, even not a farthing or penny. So, only you can be happy if you do love and affection for Krishna. Offer yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna and be surrender. Then you can be happy, otherwise not. You should know that you are not body. You are soul. In this body, soul and super soul are there. If you soul will realize anyhow by the help of Guru, then you will be liberated, otherwise not. Again, you will have to come to this world as a hog, pig, donkey, monkey, and so many things.
Rat, cat, bat.
Always seeking happiness, but no happiness in this world. So, don't go towards your son. That son will come and I will be happy. Do bhajan to Krishna. But king told, or monk, you are powerful. I want only son. Then Rishi in the end told, you'll have a son, but you will be happy and unhappy both. No? Okay.
Yeah.
He'll give you happiness and distress.
King thought that, oh, no harm. He will take birth as a son and I will be happy. And he will disobey. So I will be unhappy, no harm. At that time I will give up my kingdom to the son and I will go to forest to do bhajan. Then that monk gave him something and told that you should give it to your most dearest beloved
queen.
And he gave a beautiful, after some time, after 10 months, a son, beautiful son, like moon, took birth. And day by day, like moon, he began to
increase, grow.
When he became at the age of 5, other queens, they were thinking now, at first king used to love us, but now from when the son he has, he does not look after us. Even not like a maid servant. Some oil, cloth, or does not he ask for us? How are you even? So the root of all evil. These things
Root of all evil is son.
Oh, the son is. So they
made a plot.
Made a
conspiration
that we should give poison to this boy anyhow, and he will die, and our soul or matter will be solved. And they did so. They gave a very special kind of poison. At once that boy was dead. King saw, why this boy not still weeping? And he sent a
maid servant,
go and see and bring that boy, why he is not weeping? And she went there and saw that the boy is dead. Whole body has been black. And then he began to cry. And the queen came and saw that his son is dead. They forgotten the words of
Angirarishi,
that you will have to be unhappy also. They forget. And all began to cry. Even those queens have given poison, they also imitate. They began to weep more louder than queen even. And queen became faint and fell on the ground. King from the Raj Palace,
Royal Assembly,
she heard, and anyhow he came and saw that my son is dead. My wife is faint, and he also began to cry and became faint. There was no one to
console them.
In the meantime, same Angira Rishi came. Why you are weeping? Why? Anyone could not recognize that this Rishi has given son. So, anyway, there was no one to console. So he came, Angira Rishi, with Narada Rishi, a very high class of monk. They can do everything they want. They can give the life of a dead person. And if a man has done any offense, they can cause that you should die at once, and they will die at once. So, she asked, why you are weeping? There was no one to tell. She asked so many times. But one person told, oh, this person has gone. The boy has gone. Oh, he has gone where? London? When he will return back? Oh, he has gone to a place from where there is no return at all. He told, those who come to this world, they take birth, one day they will have to die. This is like a rotation, birth and death and birth and death. So don't be unhappy. You should try to do bhajan. But king was not hearing all this since and queen. Then he told, oh, there was pair of pigeons. They have so many children, very baby children. One day they went to forest to bring some food for children and for them. They went to a forest and they sat on a branch of tree. There was very green grasses there. They both were remembering their marriage ceremony and other things. And very happy, giving their
beaks,
kissing each other.
They were very happy. In the meantime, she saw on the grass so many pieces of rice as pearls. She told, "Oh my beloved, we should go and pick up these rice." But Malpighian told, "Oh, there is no any business person
or any farmer,
no farmer, nothing. From where it will come? Don't go. There is anyone's trap, and he will take you in trap." Then
you are always suspicious.
She told that I don't believe.
The male always paranoid.
And thus she flew and began to pick up
the grain.
In the meantime, there was a hunter behind the tree, very black and tall, very fearful, and he
pulled the string.
And she was
entrapped.
Now began to weep bitterly. And Malpighian saw that, "Oh, my wife is there in trap. He will cut her." And so he became very worried and came flying nearby that trap. And
lamenting,
began to weep that, "Oh, God is very
cruel.
Why not I
in the trap?
And my wife outside. My wife can support our children, but I cannot." And weeping like so, he observed in weeping. In the meantime, hunter from the
behind the tree,
he took his arrow and shot at him here, and he also died. And clapping like this, he came and took that dead body of pigeon, and also he take out of that sea pigeon and joined their
legs
and kept here and went to home. And what he did, you know?
Cooking.
He made vegetable, cooked, and took. So deity is always on his. Today, after today,
tomorrow,
after 5 years, after 10 years, after 100 years, after 125 years, oh, deity.
Compulsory.
So you should know, who am I? You are not body. You are eternal soul, servant of Lord Krishna, eternal servant. You have forgotten Krishna, and that is why you are coming in this world. Now, Supreme Lord is very merciful. He has given you human form, not for sense gratification, only to realize who are you. But if you are, you miss this human life and no realization of soul and super soul, again you will have to come in rotation as dog picks hawks. And it may be that millions and millions of births after, you may have this human form or not. So those who are wise, intelligent, they must do bhajan. They should try to know, who am I? Who is super soul? Who has created this world? Has he shape or not? Supreme Lord has form. In Bible, first chapter has been written, God created men after his own image. He is very beautiful. And that is why, as his beautiful form, oh, he created man like sin. So, my request that if you want to be happy in this world, you should try to realize, have a qualified guru, and then you should try to do sadhans.
Practice.
Spiritual practice.
Spiritual practice.
Spiritual practice. And thus you will be soon liberated from this world and you will be happy forever. Gaur Pramanande.
Hari
Om. Have you seen Premvilas Prabhu?
No.
No. Come.
Oh, you are here.
Come, Prabhu.
And also you? Son of?
Son of Jai.
Yasasini.
Yasasini. And my dear.
Ashtasakhi.
Ashtasakhi is here.
Anandini comes to Italy.
She sends her dandabat and now she'll meet you in Italy.
Very good.
I go to the hospital next week.
Why?
She has a heart operation.
They're going to look to see what to do.
Okay.
I have a small vessel. But I come on the 10th.
You come in the end to Italy, the last 2 days, three days.
But I'm sending Saraswati to you on the stage.
She's not in the French Open?
Pardon?
She's not in the French Open.
No, I'm sending her to Gurudev.
Well,
she needs Gurudev.
What are you doing now?
We play in Gurudev, not the French Open.
I'm at college now.
College.
College?
Yes.
Very good. What studying?
Sport.
What kind of sport?
Everything.
Yeah.
Very good.
And
how are you?
I'm very well, Gurudev. I'm very happy to see you.
Prince Vilas Prabhu will come to India.
When you are coming?
August 1st.
Janmashtami.
Are you writing something?
Editing?
No. He's reading. He's going to school.
Huh?
He's going to school.
For?
His own
learning.
Education.
Learning.
Huh?
Learning? What are you
learning?
Psychology.
Learning bhakti?
Psychology
will not serve you.
Doing both.
You brought your sister.
Mental life is learning psychology. And
what is your sister?
How is just explaining?
Yeah. Very happy to be here. And Gurudev, one of your daughters is here, Prabha.
Yes.
She brought her sister.
Your sister?
Brother also?
Brother-in-law.
Okay.
They must do bhajan. No time. When death will come, it is dancing on our head. That I told.
Are there any questions?
Any questions?
Julie.
One devotee came down with me, Hare Kriya. She's a Bhaktivinoda Gopurima Raj disciple. And she brought something for you, a letter.
What?
One Sishya, Bhakti Baibas Puri Maharaj, her name is Hari Priya. She brought a present for you. It is in the car?
Yes.
I bring it later.
Can bring it.
Who? Who?
Madhavi.
Where is Madhavi?
Madhavi, this is our good sister, Anandini's best friend.
She is also initiated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj.
No,
God
sister.
Sister.
From Srila Prabhupada. She met you a few years ago.
What name?
Madhavi.
Madhavi.
Thank you, Tamil.
Do you any questions?
Just an introduction, Gurudev. We have some of our beautiful people in your company have come. You understand? In your company? Yeah? Tanya? Tanya.
They work in the company.
This is little Miro.
In your company.
Parents, this is Ruby.
Ruby is always organizing Bhakti Trust meetings and seeing
everyone.
She
writes the brochures all the time.
She's
behind everything.
This is Vinko.
Vinko?
And Lee. Everyone's very embarrassed.
They met so many people, they don't even know. they met the Guru there. When you enter here before that, they met the Guru there.
Yes.
But you don't know the name of them.
Ah.
Yes.
And really, from our program, we have some people who want to meet you. Juliet is here. And
thank you.
And Gareth in the front with blue eyes.
Gareth.
And Anushka is here.
Anna.
Samara.
And our friend Ayla.
Ayla is hiding. She's scared. His name is, he very kindly brought me here today, Srila Gurudev. He came with the car to bring me here because
from London?
I haven't been able to come over.
Oh, good.
From London, yeah.
So he drove today, especially to bring your daughter from London. Prabhu here. This Prabhu.
He's very lovely, I'm very interested in asking.
With the sunglasses?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And they have come from London? From Ganga Mata? She is Ganga
Mata. Ganga Mata has gone to Italy now?
Not all.
Some of them. Some are here. Kamala has left.
Yeah.
The rest are living on this Saturday.
Saturday.
And they give their pronouns.
I'm very happy to them that they are teaching and book distribution. Very, very much I am.
You must come there one day. you wouldn't believe. Even Prabhupada's photograph, the face turns this way and this way. unless you see it, you wouldn't believe. You know, so I went and checked in other temples as well. It didn't happen in other temples.
Wow. In Ganga Mata temple, your picture and Swami Maharaj's picture, they look everywhere. From whatever side you look, they look at you.
They're making sure you
And your friend is here? Your friend, Gurudev? Ram.
Who is Ram?
Ram is son of Nikunya. Where is Nikunya?
Yours, I know.
He has become big
he
now.
He was in Bejar?
Yes. Yeah.
Not anymore, Bejar.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Gurudev?
Now what he's doing?
He's in a school in England.
In what class?
Yeah. What class you are?
Yeah,
eighth class.
Eighth
grade.
Eighth. Oh, very good.
That's right.
But you must chant and be happy. Otherwise, only studying will not save you. Some round. You have?
Mala.
Daily. Some. One time, two round, three round. It will do.
Yes, we can.
I'm sorry, it's not a very elevated question. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says that if one tries to do devotional service and they don't succeed, then in next birth they have a choice. They either take birth in a Vaishnava family or in an aristocratic or wealthy family. I would like to know if a devotee is trying to practice, but they obviously aren't pure when they are ready to leave their body. Do you keep taking birth again in a Vaishnava family, or
in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned by Krishna spoken that who is not successful in bhakti, their next life they will take birth in aristocratic family or any religious Vaishnava family.
But
in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, who is not successful in my bhakti?
No, not successful. If he has continued,
yes,
but could not
achieve
perfection.
Perfection.
Or they will come in.
That is her question. That if we are not perfect at the time of death, then how many more times?
That would be eagerness. It depends on your eagerness of bhajan. If your bhajan will be high class, then very soon. Otherwise, it may take 1,000 births. But it will continue after life of 1,000 births.
In human birth.
Yes.
If you're trying to do bhajan, you always take human birth.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
Sararika.
No.
Working.
Working, teaching.
Teaching.
Teaching?
Teaching.
Teaching in London.
Teaching.
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 In school, learning?
In school, in London. Gurudev, my father has come. I'm staying with him.
Your father?
My father. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Happy, happy.
He cannot come to Italy though.
He is advanced age, so not able to come to Italy, so you want Harinam today.
Oh, yes,
right now.
When I will go up in my room, you should come there, bring him, and I will give. He is very fortunate. His life will be successful.
Gurudev, this boy here, he had three gurus who all
who,
left.
Who?
Prabhu.
Who
are
they?
Already he had three gurus.
And now two have left and three are.
Third is going.
Third is still gone.
Who are that?
Going on.
Means?
He has been initiated, correct? Two times?
No, how do you know?
Guru, your Guru Maharaj has given up?
No, I'm.
You've given up? Now your third Guru. He has left already two Gurus and now third Guru is running.
They left him.
They left him
or he has left?
Two of my previous Gurus have fallen down and I've taken reinitiation with the third one.
Two have fallen away, two gurus. They were not
fallen.
Guru.
And
the third one is helping you. Right?
What? Third one?
He's in good standing, the third one.
He wants diksha.
What?
He is in proper position, his present guru. But he wants to take diksha, correct?
No. Why not from him?
I don't think he can give me Krishna prema.
Well, I have no faith that he can give me Krishna prem.
Then, can you have his permission?
I think it is better if I can get it, but I don't know if he will give it.
What?
He wants to. He's telling that he doesn't know if he will give permission. It will be better, he's telling, if he can give.
If he will give permission, okay. Not, then even you can come.
Yeah, Pastor Gurudev, if he really go, okay,
he's
otherwise.
He's from Vrindavan.
No. You. In where I saw her?
England.
Wales.
You.
Yeah, he's a hard.
Where I saw
her? Her husband supposed to drive to you in class.
Her husband is here. With car? Without car or with car? With car again, eh?
Yeah.
He drove you in Birmingham.
In a house in England. They
that is
drive.
Why I am
yeah.
Remembering.
Yeah.
Hey, Chitra.
Your daughter, Chitra.
Oh. How are you? Now you have become old.
You said that to me last time.
Two years ago you said the same thing to her.
And then I got very upset.
Now she is.
So.
You are happy?
I'm surviving. Yeah.
Your daughter?
This is Kelsey.
Now, what are you doing? You have left that.
And I have a son as well.
She has son also.
Eh?
Where is your son? She has son also.
Hello, Chaitanya.
Oh.
Chaitanya.
In the party, come on.
Chaitanya.
Mommy is here.
This is Chaitanya.
Very good.
So,
what name?
Indupati.
What are you doing now?
Preaching.
Nothing?
Icebreaker here, so. Icebreaker, right? Yeah.
I ran some programs in Brighton before. I ran some preaching programs here.
He's arranging for programs here in Brighton. And also Harinam Nagar Sankirtan in London, he is organizing.
He's also helping always with our program in Brighton. And he also texts everyone when he's a car seat.
He sends everyone message when it is a car seat. When it is a car seat, he sends message to all the devotees. You have to remember a car seat is tomorrow.
Very good.
Yeah, be told.
Chitra, what are you doing now?
I look after my two children.
She looks after her children.
How maintaining?
Government
help?
Yeah, the government helps, and then I do artwork and I sell paintings and like that really.
Because looking after her deities also.
I'm trying to look after my two children and myself really, and that's what's making my spiritual life really.
Shila Gurudev,
this devotee here, she's never been initiated, she would like to take
Harinam.
Kim.
From where she is? England? From England.
Originally?
Borneo? Borneo. That is in Indonesia. Sumatra, Borneo.
Oh, yes, yes.
Near Malaysia.
Prem Vilas Prabhu, why not writing anything?
Translating?
A little lazy, I think.
He is very qualified, Gurudev.
Yes, very nice.
I want to take your help.
I've not forgotten.
You made me so
world famous.
By my book you wrote. What?
Beyond Vaikuntha, Bhakti Rasa Yan, Nectar of Govinda.
Small booklet, but very easy and attractive.
Excellent.
I want that you should make some books again.
Your wish is my command.
Maybe he could help on Madhurja Kadambini. We need so much help for that.
Anyone doing?
Not really.
Not doing.
Stop.
He translated now editing needed, so Pramila too can help. No good editor.
Excellent translation, but no good editor.
You have done? You can give him.
We need someone to check the Hindi and make it.
So you should give him.
Yes.
And he will check. This is his seva.
The Hindi is very hard. Make it soft.
You are okay? Why? He was in Mutt.
Yeah, he was in Mutt sometime in Mathura. Yeah. Now so many debts. You got out of debt, didn't you? You got a letter and everything for the government. You got again in debt.
We need a temple, Gurudev, and he will make a wonderful president.
Wow. He said we need a mandir here
and
Indupati will be president. One question.
Yes,
I read Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhagavad-gita, he said that Akinisha Adhikari chants Hare Krishna occasionally, and Mariam Adhikari chants constantly, and Uttam Adhikari induces other people to chant by his own presence. I was wondering, is that is he talking about Pure Nam or Namabhas, or is Akinisha Adhikari, is there chanting?
What?
Maharaj.
Okay. She's asking that in Jaiva Dharma, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, who is Kanishta Adhikāri, sometimes he is chanting Harinām. Who is Madhyama, constantly chanting Harinām. Who is Uttama, by seeing him, automatically one starts to chant Harinām. Her question is, what is the quality of Harinām of the Kanishta Adhikāri, the Madhyama? Is it Nām, Nama Bhās, or Sudanām, or Nama Parat?
Kanishta Adhikāri. Is now full of unwanted things. So his name is Namabhas.
Namaparad.
Sometimes Namabhas. But always Namaparad. Those who are thinking that I am body, their name always be Namaparad. Sometimes it may be. And those who are in Madhyam Adhikari, they will chant name, it will be Namabhas. And those who are Uttam Adhikari, their name is Shuddha Pure Name. Now we should go.
Yeah. Tomorrow we have to fly high in the sky.
And they can try.
You are from London? From here? You. From where? I am asking you.
Prabha. Originally, but they live in America, California. They are looking now after Badger, your property.
Her husband is here, Madhusudan Prabhu.
So how they came here?
Their family lives here in England, and they're coming to Italy to your festival.
Very good.
They're like Anita, flying everywhere. Go, Premanande.
Let's continue chanting Hari name.
Sundar, do you want to make an announcement for Prashad or what is the position?
We're not coming to Italy. That's why
I came today. You cannot come? But you should chant and remember. By his mercy, everything.
Let's applaud to everybody.
Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Can what?
But we came together.
Together. Come
but your mother man also?
So we should speak Hindi.
Radhika, give your father Achaman. And also that lady. Brother and sister. Brother and sister. What is your question?
Can I
speak
Hindi?
Yes,
Harina?
No, no. They want to ask question.
What? We already take Harina on the phone.
They've taken Harina before. Both of them? Both of you have taken Harinam? Where is your selfie? Kanti.
Your chant?
Your Kanti?
Even one round you are chanting or not? You must chant. Give them Tulsi Mala.
Yeah.
It's not what when we chant Gurudev, when we chanting, we don't get any songs.
What?
Speak a little louder.
When we chanting, we don't get any songs. It's bad.
Only Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. On their hat, what? Put on your hat. So you are following everything?
Yeah, but
drinking, smoking?
No.
You're not
there?
No, okay. Your brother also?
No, I drink.
I'm never doing.
You drink or smoke?
Yeah.
He's smoking and drinking.
Huh?
Smoking and drinking.
Oh, then no.
No.
Can I speak in Hindi? Can I speak in
Hindi? Yes, please.
You can only. He drinks and we smoke.
No,
speak in Hindi. Come a little closer.
What?
मुझे आपसे एक क्वेश्चन करना है जोर से बोलूं
हां
मुझे एक क्वेश्चन करना है आपसे जब हम माला करते हैं भगवान का नाम लेते हैं कुछ भी करते हैं इवन मेरे पास मेरे घर वाले जो बाहर सब लोग हैं वो लोग भगवान को गाली निकलती है स्वेयरिंग निकलती है क्यों
क्या
जब वो हरिनाम करती हैं तो ये घर वाले भगवान को गाली देते हैं
हां
ये जब भजन करती हैं तो इनके घर वाले सब भगवान के लिए गाली देते हैं
निकलती है, इनके मुंह से निकलती, देते नहीं है, देते नहीं है, वो खुद ही आ जाती है, नॉर्मली नहीं होता है.
तो यू आर, आर यू ए स्ट्रॉन्ग आर नॉट, देन व्हाई
हैव टू बी स्ट्रॉन्ग
बट यू कैन नॉट बी हैप्पी. Full strong belief.
Yeah, I do, but try because you can be nahi hota.
Then you be like other general people. You cannot chant, you cannot do anything, then what I should do?
Really?
What can I help you? Because to drink, smoking, I cannot do. And you, very
weak.
I'm not weak. Stopped chanting. I'm still doing chanting for 6 years.
But your family people.
Family making problems.
But your family, they are disturbing you, making problem.
Don't chant more.
So,
more.
Don't.
I'm always
playing with these people.
Don't
fear. Someone has to recommend, otherwise we cannot give initiation.
They cannot
help.
But name can help. So,
who's recommending?
Kamala. What about Kamala? Kamala would love to.
Then, if they can guarantee that not smoking, not drinking. Who wants to take initiation? Three of you?
No, we have to take Harinam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You are given up smoking, drinking? Okay, and Prabhu?
We regularly
come. You know Prabhu?
Yes, all three are coming.
Okay.
Regularly to the temple.
So, sit down. What about this Prabhu? Ananga, he's following?
Yes.
No smoking?
Okay.
Wine is smoking. That's okay.
Then all others should go. Only those who take initiation. Didi?
Okay, I'll come back.
No, you can stay. No.
Try to increase them and then all problems.
Who don't take initiation, please go outside. Afterwards, I will help her.
Okay.
Yes? Yes. I bring. Please sit down.
You also want?
You're already initiated. Please go. Your blessing is there already. Yeah, Prabhu, you are chanting 16 now, yes. Following all the hermetic principles. Yeah, and maybe somehow. Harinam Guru? Mahavishnu. Elderly or younger?
Yeah,
the small one.
Oh,
give
okay.
him.
Yeah.
You will also take Harinam?
You want to tell?
Her wife and husband.
Oh, very good.
She already has that. You have?
Yes, mother.
How many you have? Oh, no.
One, two, three, four.
This is
enough.
You see her, right? Your dad, he has. And this, Gunja Mala.
Two times here.
Guru Dev, this?
Rudraksha.
Haan.
Why you have kept the Rudraksha? Pushti will do everything. No need of taking Rudraksha. Blood pressure checking, purification of your heart, everything. Krishna Bhakti will come by Tulsi.
ये तुलसी है जी ये जो है तुलसी
ये तो
ये तुलसी है
हाँ जी तो
तुलसी
अच्छा जी
बिहार के कौन सी जगह से बोले बिहार की कौन सी जगह से है
बिहार की कौन सी जगह से है
तुम बिहार से है
मैं बिहार से धनबाद आपसे पूछ
धनबाद से है वाह वाह तुम तो पंजाब
और जी हमारा जन्म यहाँ ही हुआ
So you have all mala?
You should repeat me.
Maharaj, you can check your mala.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Now understand, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is very powerful. In a second he can demolish whole universe and can create in a second millions of universes. His causes mercy for him. He has all some states of good quality. Now out of
mercy. To who? Akinchana Maharaj.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ma. And he kept saying to me, to Krishna, Radhyana, and he kept talking with my
What is virtue? What Akinchana Maharaj said or what Gurudev said?
No.
What he said?
Saying things like that. He called me as his mother.
Yeah.
And he kept on about the mother thing and saying, I could see Radharani and Krishna like my son and daughter,
right.
But I can't see them like that.
Right.
Although I accepted
it as more advanced
than myself, I was just wondering what he was seeing in me
that he's
saying.
Right.
I have to get it sorted out.
Yeah, you sorted out
this.
I will talk
about that. Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure.
I can't say it.
No, he has this problem, I can't say about that. He's not always telling what Gurudev is telling. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oftentimes Gurudev has to correct him. And live in chastisement. Yeah. Ganga Matas, Gurudev told them, don't listen anymore from Akinchana Maharaj.
Well, he was the only one giving
calm. Yeah, yeah.
Giving English.
Oh, he's a very nice person. But his approach is not the thing that Gurudev wants you to understand and to realize. Yeah, who we are. We are eternally related with Krishna and Radhika, Radhika's nature, this is Gurudev's mood.
Well, that's what he was happy with.
And Krishna is our beloved, yeah, and this is the bottom line.
we say that I listen to everyone, but then I choose what one to hear.
Yes.
Because many people say
I also. I've been in Mutt for now over 18 years. And I've heard so many speak. But certain persons who speak, they attract me, and I want to hear from them. I don't want to hear from everyone. Yeah.
Well, I've realized now.
Should not.
Put me off now.
Yes, I know him also. I respect him. Some you can respect with intimacy, and some from distance. We respect all.
I mean, he's old enough to be my father. I don't
know. Right. Yeah, therefore. Don't worry. You can see when Gurudev gives class in Parikram or anywhere, he calls always upon certain devotees to speak. Yeah. Especially sannyasis. You can hear from them. Gurudev, if they do something wrong, Gurudev corrects them right in front of the audience. So this is. We should try to take shelter in those who are in line with Gurudev. Others, they are also Vaishnavas, but they don't understand what Gurudev wants to give. No harm. Yeah. They should continue. Yeah. But we should take shelter with Sadguru. This is our good, great fortune. Srila Prabhupada, he gave the same concept of what Gurudev now is giving. Yes, so maybe. But they will go to another sampradaya. They will go to Vallabhacharya.
Because he kept saying
he was self-realized. Yeah. Yeah. In my inner self-realized. Anyone who is self-realized will not even say that. Even Gurudev, he's never telling that he's self-realized. If we ask him, we were in Houston, and Gurudev said, someone said, how can we give up our lust, greed, anger? And Gurudev, you will only be able to give it up when you are free from bodily concepts. When you are with ladies and you don't see them as ladies or sense objects related to your physical body. So who of you is liberated, Gurudev said? He asked, who of you is detached when they are with ladies? Then we said, no, only you, Gurudev. Then he said, no, I am also not like that. So, hey, who is on that level will never say that I am like that. After initiation, after initiation I'm coming, I'll bring you inside.